Welcome to Michiana Stories, a production of the St. Joseph County Public Library and WVPE, featuring conversations about life in Michiana. Today, a 6th grade student speaks with his mother about his goal to become a paleontologist and to unearth rare dinosaur fossils. Here is Carter and his mother, Cassie.
What are some dreams you have for me, like, career-wise?
Career-wise? Well, I would like you to kind of start on your path a little earlier than I did. I went back to school after you were already born, and that makes it a lot more difficult, you know. So I would really just want you to kind of start on that path a little earlier so that you could start figuring it out and not be as far behind as I feel. But you definitely seem to have a lot of interest in being outdoors and using your hands and science-related stuff, so I think that's probably where you're heading, but you never know. I would not have said that I'd be a chemist when I was your age at all, so it could be something totally different than what you think it is. What do you think?
I would like to be a paleontologist. Mm-hmm. I like shovels.
You like shovels? I think you're going to need some big shovels.
Yep. Really big shovels. I actually do have one place that I'd really want to go. Mm-hmm. I want to go really anywhere in South America because one of my favorite things, like animals that are extinct, is called the Titanoboa. Mm-hmm. It grew to around like 50 feet long, so. But since it's a snake, it didn't have as many bones as regular, like, dinosaurs would. So we don't have very many vertebrae. Mm-hmm. We don't have a single, like, there's never been a skull of a Titanoboa recovered because most of it is cartilage and they're so fragile. Mm-hmm. That 2,000 years of decaying in the ground is...
More
Not
than 2,000,
really,
but yeah.
Helpful.
So you'd want to go searching for fossils and stuff of the Titanoboa, large creatures.
My favorite thing about it is probably that it doesn't kill with venom. It kills by constriction, which was what I thought was really cool about that is it's not like, you know, a regular anaconda would, coil around you. Instead of like 30 pounds per square inch of pressure, it's 400 pounds per square inch of pressure.
So it can take down really large prey.
It squishes with the weight of like 3 Eiffel Towers. So if you could imagine having like 10, 15 tons of metal crushing you, then that's what that would be like. Smash into jelly.
Glad they're not around anymore.
That would be scary. They also would be very defensive against, like, a modern-day weapon.
Yeah.
So
it'd be hard to take them down.
It'd be pretty hard to get rid of them.
Yeah. If Titanoboas took over the world.
That would be kind of hard to stop. It'd take, like, a missile. Like a regular like P-92 pistol would not do anything to it.
Maybe there's a Titanoboa planet.
Just because of the
nothing but like, Titanoboas
thickness of their hide.
That was Carter and his mother Cassie discussing what he wants to discover during his future career in paleontology. Michiana Stories can be heard Mondays at 7:45 during Morning Edition and at 4:45 during All Things Considered. Michiana Stories is a production of the St. Joseph County Public Library and 88.1 WVPE.